नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी विल डिस्कस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 2। कोयम् तव राजेन्द्र भवान् यम् अनुशोचति त्वाम् चास्य कतमः सृष्टौ पुरेदानीम् अतः परम् कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र भवान् यमनुशोचति त्वम् चास्य कतमः सृष्टौ पुरेदानीमतः परम् कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र भवान् यमनुशोचति त्वम् चास्य कतमः सृष्टौ पुरेदानीमतः परम् कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र भवान् यमनुशोचति त्वम् चास्य कतमः सृष्टौ पुरेदानीमतः परम्। कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र पुरेदानीमतःपरम् कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र भवान् यमनुशोचति त्वम् चास्य कतमः सृष्टौ पुरेदानीमतःपरम् कोयम् चात्तव राजेन्द्र भवान् यमनुशोचति त्वम् चास्य कतमः सृष्टौ पुरेदानीमतःपरम्। माताजी कः हु अयम् दिस् स्यात् इज तव टु यू राजेन्द्र हु बेस्ट ऑफ किंग्स भवान् योर लॉर्डशिप यम हुम अनुशोचति लैमेंट्स ओवर त्वम यू च एंड अस्य टू हिम द डेड बॉडी कतमः हु सृष्टौ इन द बर्थ पुरा प्रीवियसली इदानीं एट दिस टाइम एट द प्रेजेंट अतः परम एंड हियर आफ्टर इन द फ्यूचर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफोर्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओ किंग व्हाट रिलेशन डज द डेड बॉडी फॉर विच यू लैमेंट हैव विथ यू एंड व्हाट रिलेशन डू यू हैव विथ हिम। You may say that you are now related as a father and son, but do you think this relationship existed before? Does it truly exist now? Will it continue in the future? Purport. The instructions given by Narada and Angira Muni are the true spiritual instructions for the illusioned conditioned soul. This world is temporary, but because of our previous karma, we come here and accept bodies, creating temporary relations in terms of society, friendship, love, nationality and community, which are all finished at death. These temporary relationships did not exist in the past, nor will they exist in the future. Therefore, at the present moment, the so-called relationships are illusions. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnana anjana shalakaya chachunmilitam yena tasmai sri guravina mukam karoti vachalam pangham langayate girim yatrupatamaham vande sri gurundina karanam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyam ishwaram sri chaitanyam anodishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानुकं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादाम सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्तम् नमाम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तिरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्तास्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते सप्तकांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna to all the devotees of the Lord. So, it continues from the previous chapter because there was no purport after 57. So, we came to 15th chapter. We continue from the previous one. Uttishtatatayini shishabhuvayasya स्वामाभयं तृपनंदन संहर्तुं सुप्तस्थिरं हृयशनयाब्ज भवान् परीतो भुञ्चन् सनं पिबशुतो हरणस्वकानाम् माय डियर सन यू हैव स्लेप्ट ए लॉन्ग टाइम नाउ प्लीज गेट अप योर प्लेमेट्स आर कॉलिंग टू यू प्ले सिंस यू मस्ट बी वेरी हंग्री प्लीज गेट अप एंड स्ट्रक माय ब्रेस्ट and displays our lamentation. Mother of the child was dead all of a sudden. Mother, out of her affection for the child, lamenting at the same time, she is not believing that child is dead. Having seen in the front child is lying, but still mother's affection doesn't accept her to believe that. Oh, how can my child, just a small child, die all of a sudden, not sick? So, get up and just come. You are hungry. Your classmates, your friends are calling you to go out to play. And come and take the breast milk.
Naham tanujadadrisho tatamangalati mugdasmitam mudetabichanamananabjam kimvagatosya punaranvanam
manyalokam neto grunena srunomi kalagirasse.
My dear son, I am certainly most unfortunate, for I can no longer see your mild smiling. You have closed your eyes forever. I therefore conclude that you are taken from this planet to another, from which you will not return. My dear son, I can no longer hear your pleasing voice. Still under illusions. Mother, Rishukovacha, Vilapanchamrutam putram iti vijitra vilapanai, Chitraketu vrusham tatto muktakanthur rodaha. Hear that, Sukadeva Goswami says that when the queen, Krishajjati, was crying in such a way, though having seen the child's Jaya Sri Sri Radha Rasi Harki Jaya Sri Ram Lakshman Ji Gaunitai Ki Jaya. Still, on one side she knows that child is dead, but at the same time she is under illusion also. Get up. Having seen the way his wife is crying, lamenting for the child, departed child, Chitraketu also started. Till now you are not talking, became unconscious, not believing that he lost his son, but now came to senses, he started crying loudly. Rodaha. Muktakantharurodha. Very loudly started crying. We see in the villages, in the cities, people, they don't cry. Everything fashion in the cities. There is no naturality. One should cry. Otherwise the feelings will not get out. And when the tears comes, good for the health also. Eyes are automatically cleaned. Heart is cleaned of the distress. Eyes are still cleaned. In the gone days, mothers used to cook. In the whole house used to be smoke. Prabhus and Matajis, all the smoke used. Tears used to come. Natural cleaning of the eyes. But nowadays, no cleaning. So we have to use the sex.
Tayor vilapato sarve dampatyo sadanu vrata rudhu smanara narya sarvamati dachetanam.
Ati dachetanam. The king lamented and their male and female followers joined them in crying. Because of the king and queen, all the followers, maid servants, everybody started crying.
Evam kashmalamapannam nashtasanyamanayakam jnatva angira nama rushira rushir jagama sanarada.
While it's going on, when great Angira understood that Chitraketu highly lamenting, he, out of causelessness, he appeared on the scene along with Narada Maharshi, great Narada Maharshi. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports of 6th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Chitraketu's Lamentation. 15th chapter is 1. Sri Sukavacha Uchitur Mutakopante Patitam Mutakopamam Sokavibhutam Rajanam Bodhayanto Sadutvi. Sukadeva Goswami said, while Chitraketu, overcome by the lamentation, lay like a dead body at the side of the dead body of the child, son, the great sages, Narada and Angira, instructed him about the spiritual consciousness as follows.
Koyam chattava rajendra bhavan yamanu chochati tam chasekatamas rusto puredani matparam.
Koyam Shattava Rajendra Bhavan Yamanu Shochati. Narada Maharshi and Angira Maharshi, both are there. Angira Maharshi trying to explain him, my dear king, Chitraketu, why you are so much lamenting? What for? Did you have any relation before him? And do you have any relation now? Because the child is dead. Once he's dead, no relation. When he was dead, that time they had a relation. We can just see in the nowadays, in the modern world also, when mothers are pregnant,
they go for abortion. They know that the child is there. But they are, at that time, since the child is not yet come out of the womb of mother, and mother and father, they know that it is their child, still they will not hesitate to go for abortion. They have no attachment for that. If they have little attachment, the same child, when is born, can the mother and father give the child to somebody to kill my child? Can they do? So when the present only, when the child is appearing, at that time we have attachment. Before that, when the child is in the womb of mother, no attachment for the child. When the child also dead, there no attachment. If you have the attachment for the child or any dead person, how can you burn the body? How you can? Not possible. So, neither we had any relation with the child before nor in future when the child is not there. Only at the present when the child is alive, we have the relation. So, Angira Maharshi tried to explain that it is an illusion, it is not the reality. Just like in the train we are traveling, and in the compartment we make friendship. From here to Delhi you are traveling one day. And during that time we establish a very nice relationship with the next passenger. Sometimes when you are getting down, we feel bad to get down. But we have to get down. Our journey has finished, we have to come. Similarly, this life is also like this one. In this life, we come across mother, father, brother, sister, wife and children. It's like meeting the new friends in the train coach. When our destiny comes, we have to. Similarly, when our time has come, we have to leave all of them. In the time of this world, everything in this world is controlled by the time. And anything controlled by the time, it will decay. It will perish one day. Not possible to remain alive. If one wants to remain alive eternally, we should try to go to the place where it is not controlled by the time. And that is the spiritual world. Because anything in the spiritual world is not subject to the time, so there is no death. And in the spiritual world, no birth also. Jatasya dhruvam mrityuho. In material world, we take birth, so death is also following us behind like a shadow, and it's a good friend. All the friends in between our life come and go, but the friend, the death never leaves us. Till the last moment of our life, it is with us, like a shadow. Mr. Friend. When the time is to be ours. So in this material world, there is a birth is there, death is there, it's controlled by the time. In the spiritual world, there is no birth, so there is no death, and it is not subject to the time. So, having understood that in the material world, nothing is permanent. Even the material, not only our body, this building also, after 1,000 years, it may not be looking like this one. We have seen so many. Building great palaces, we see, royal forts are there. You maintain no matter how much, but you give us one nice boxing, it will fall down. Because any matter which is subject to the time will decay. But anything spiritual, which is chinmaya, transcendental, it is not subject to the time. Atma, which is eternal, is not subject to the time. So that's why it is eternal. Atma is the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord Himself is Kala. He Himself is not subject to the time. So we being the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the Atma is also eternal. But the body, which is material, matter, is subject to the time. So Angira Maharshi tried to explain him that you cannot avoid that it will decay. Why you want to lament for this one?
But affection for the children is so strong that the philosophy don't work. But in the last moment, which we call at that death moment, somebody dies, at the right time for to get that detachment from the material world, which we call smeshana vairagya. It stays for a small time. But if we philosophically understand that one, that detachment can continue for a long time. In our, is the system that somebody dead, everybody go to the graveyard to pay homage to him, last to him. There is main consideration for such a ritual, loka dharma, is that so that everybody can go and understand that what is we left. Ultimately, we leave everything here. When we die, do we carry anything? Carry nothing. So for what we are struggling so hard? Neither my car goes with me, neither the building, nor my wife, nor husband, nor mother, nor father, nor children, daughters. Nobody goes with us. Because they all are related to this body, and anything related to the body, stay back here. Anything related to with the soul will travel with the soul. Unfortunately, in the material world nowadays, people struggle for that thing which lay with behind when they leave the body. If not today, one day we have to leave the body. The one which goes with us, we don't struggle. The one which goes with us is following the dharma. In our life, one has to follow the loka dharma and bhava dharma. Loka dharma is related to the body, but the dharma which is related to the soul must be followed, because that is the ultimate aim of this human life. Human life is meant for how one can get out of this material world. In the 11th canto, while instructing to those Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, the final instruction says, Rudeham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Lavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayanukulena Navasvataritam Bhavan Pumabdin Natarit Atmaha. Rudeham Adyam, this human body is the source of everything. Means, is the body source? Why? Because with this body, if you want to get out of this cycle of birth and death, Bhava Sagar, Samsara Sagar, yes, it will facilitate us. There is a body also source. With the same body, if we want to remain in this material world, suffering birth and death cycle, it will allow, so be it. Tata, Lord will say. It is up to me what I want. That's why we, the soul, are called marginal energy of the Lord, Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti means we are on the bank on one side, material world, other side is the spiritual world. It is my independence whether I want to go to spiritual world or material world. Accordingly, Paramatma, Super Soul, will help me. But decision has to be taken by me. There is little independence for us, human beings. If Lord keep on interfering in that independence, there is no meaning of independence. He says, I give little independence, but I want to do this, and you say, don't do it. So what is my meaning of independence? So Lord is a neutral, doesn't say anything. If I say that, no, my Lord, I want to serve the Lord so that I want to go back to spiritual world. I want to serve the Lord eternally. Lord will say, Tata, he will help me. But if I don't have the desire, no, I am happy with my family. I am getting good salary, good house, always. So Lord says, okay, tathastu. In both cases, Lord will bless us. Whatever you want is, the decision making is ours. That's why today we are tathastha shakti, we are standing in between the two worlds, material and spiritual world. So that's why Lord says, ajnam sulabham sudurlabham. This material body easy to get depending upon our karma. But
sudurlabham, not only durlabham, added the superlative decay, sudurlabham. Durlabha itself is difficult, very, very difficult. Why? After passing through the 8.4 million species of life, out of causeless mercy, the Lord gives this jiva, living entity, human body. So that's why it is sudurlabham. Plavam sukalpam gurukarnadharam. It is completely made suitable for getting out of this cycle of birth and death. Plavam means boat. When you want to cross the ocean, we can't swim in the ocean. If you try to swim, what will happen? They will become breakfast or big fish, something. So, if you want to cross this ocean, you need a boat. Similarly, Lord says, to cross this ocean of material world, bhava sagar, samsar sagar. Bhava means janma and mrityu, bhava. So, to cross this world, we need a boat, and this body, human body, will work as a boat. And who will drive this boat? Guru Karnadharam. If you take shelter of spiritual master, you will become the captain of this ship. Because we have taken shelter of the spiritual master. So Lord says, Mayanukulena Navashvatartam. My benediction will work as in favorable wind to cross this ocean of birth and death. The boat also, if the favorable wind is there, I am moving forward, nice wind coming, from behind it can move forward. But the wind comes terribly, seriously, from the opposite direction, we can't move. Boat may sink. Because we have taken shelter of spiritual master, Lord says that, my benediction will be there. You have come on the right path. So my benediction will work as a favorable wind to cross this ocean of birth and death. Bhavan pumadin natarit atmaha. But after having such a precious human body, still those do not try to just cross over this ocean of birth and death, then they are self-killers. Atmaha means atmahatya, those are killing themselves. Why? Because we don't know, after all, when I leave this opportunity, when I get this human body, nobody can say it. Only devotees who take up the devotional service, they are guaranteed that if not completed in this life, next life, the devotees will get again human body in the house of the devotees. They will continue their devotional service where they left in the previous life. If we are fortunate to complete all the process given by Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, in one lifetime one can go. If not, no loss, because it will go in a, like in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says in 6th chapter, that if I didn't complete in my this life, no problem. Again, in the next life, I will start from the point where I left. Means, if I did up to 30% devotional service in this life, when I take birth again, I start from 31, 32, 33, not from zero. But material things, we have to start from scratch. Even if you know, State Bank of India, you put 1 crore rupees. Again, you take birth. By the mercy of the Lord, you know that in bank you got your money. If you go there, do they give you? Finished. Again, you have to join, accumulate 1 paisa, 2 paisa. By the time 1 crore, again, Ram Naam Sat Hai Sirf. So, material things stay back here, because that is related to the body. Spiritual thing will go with us. Human body is meant to. This human body is so precious. In the two places, in the 11th canto, Lord Sri Krishna also says, and 5th canto also, the demigods glorify this human body. Bade bhag manusha tanu pava, suradul labhasav granthan gava, sadhana dhama mocha karadvara, payinai paraloka samvara. The great opportunity, but a fortune, that one will get this human body. It is said so in all the scriptures. Why? Because this human body gets for the liberation. Sadhana. Only in this human body one can perform the devotional service.
not in any of the living entity. Only human body in the earth, this earth planet, only we can perform the devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord, not the people in heavenly planet. This Mrityuloka on which we are here, earth planet, it is a karma bhumi. We can perform, by performing the karma activity, we design our destiny, whether I want to go to spiritual world or material world. But heavenly planet, even the Brahma Loka, all this Loka, Bhoga Bhumi, depending upon what you did, either we can go to heaven planet or Brahma Loka, Marloka, Tapaloka, they all are the Bhoga Bhumi, to enjoy the result of our activity, including the hellish planet. But the only Karma Bhumi where you can perform the devotional service is in this one. All the living entities in the upper planet system, no doubt they are pious souls. But the motive for them was, I want to enjoy. I want to get siddhis. When they perform austerities with that motive, they go to heaven planet or Siddhaloka, Maharloka. But their motive was not to perform devotional service to the Lord. If I had the desire that, no, I want to perform devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna, then I would have taken birth under devotee house. In the human body I could have continued, but in not so. So, in the Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Lord Krishna specifically instructed Uddhava that neither in the heavenly planet nor in the hellish planet devotional service is not possible. It is only this human body which enable us to perform devotional service, and it enable us to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Upper planet system, they all have to take birth as human beings. Whether it is Indra, Chandra, no matter who, except Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, every demigod or every living entity in the upper planet system, they all have to take birth as human beings, perform the devotional service, and go back to Godhead. That is the only process. So this human body is very, very precious. Angira and Narada Maharshi, the great sages, Brahma Manas Putra, they wanted to... No, Narada Maharshi is Brahma Manas Putra, Angira is not. If I am not wrong, Kashyapa, son of Kashyapa. So the great sages from the upper planet system, they came just to instruct Chitraketu, that why you are lamenting so much? When you have no relation with before and as at present, what for you are lamenting? Your son has gone. When he was there, you had a relation. When he left the body, no relation at all. In future, you can see Narada Maharshi also, by his spiritual potency, make the child alive. Narada Maharshi asked you, my dear child, why did you leave the body? Why you make your parents lamenting? Just see your father and mother so much lamenting. They are unable to tolerate the separation. Child speaks, father and mother, which number? Chitraketu and his mother, the Kasajjati, both surprised. What you are asking, which mother? Did you have so many mothers and fathers? Yes. Every time I taken million times birth and death. And each time I took birth, I had a mother and father. In that line, which number you are, tell me. Because I don't remember all of them. So you have to remember. This cycle keep on going. Every life we have mother and father, wife and children. Every life we have it, whether animal or human being, birds, trees, everyone has their children, and the birth and death is there. Sometimes we might have taken birth as a plant, we don't know. Maybe previous life we all have been in the heavenly planet, upper planet system. That's why. Because from there no one can go back to spiritual world, but we have the inclination for the devotional service, while performing the pious activity, after completing that enjoyment of upper plant system, maybe all the demigods have taken birth here now, Juhu temple, who knows it? Possibility is there. So even the demigods also, 5th canto, 19th chapter, we can read it, demigods glorify the living entities in the Bharatvarsha especially. How fortunate these living entity souls, human beings, that by performing devotional service, they can go back to spiritual world. How unfortunate we are in the heaven, the planet, we cannot perform the devotional service. So that's the greatness of this human life it is. To get to the achieve the goal of our life, human life, we have to sacrifice something. Without sacrifice, we get nothing. If the student wants to get the highest marks, and at the same time, he wants to sleep 10 hours, because doctor said, children must sleep 8 to 10 hours. I want to sleep 10 hours. Also, I want to get distinction to get admission in IIT. Is it possible? Then he is in the dream world. So if you want to get highest score, you must sacrifice some sleep. Some comfort you must sacrifice, take to the austerities, then study nicely. What is austerity? Reduce the sleep, reduce eating also. If you eat up to mouth, then you can't sleep or study, you will get sleep. Similarly, if you want to achieve the goal of the life, we have to sacrifice in our life also. Without sacrifice, we get nothing, not possible. That sacrifice is surrender to the Lord. Just to get detached from the some of this material enjoyment, so-called enjoyment. And if you think for all the acharyas give the same conclusion about the human life, it is. It is very so temporary, we don't know. I am talking now, after 1 minute I talk or I don't talk, I can't say. It can happen, Ram Naam Sata hai. About, if I am not wrong, 2003 or 4 in Manor Temple, Sunday Kirtan was going on. One Mataji doing nice Kirtan, while Kirtan was going, Ram Naam Sata hai, she finished. Everybody was surprised, what happened? She was jumping and dancing and suddenly collapsed. We can't say it. That's why in the Edhana Yavana Putra Parijana Eseki Ache Parijana Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala. Our life is like that one. It is. Water drop fluttering on the leaflet of the lotus flower. We got so many lotus flowers here in Bombay. You can see it is. It survives in the water only. It cannot survive out of the water. But when you take the flower or lotus leaf, you can't see a single drop of water on it. Looks like somebody wiped it perfectly. And you put a drop of water on the lotus leaf, just move a little bit, it will fall down. No attachment, completely unattached. So that's why it's tottering, unstable completely. Shankaracharya also gives wonderful example of the human life. Nalini dalagata jalamata charlam tadvajivitam atishaya chapalam. Nalini dalagata jalamata charlam. It is just nalini dalam, it is lotus flower. It is so much unstable. And our life is unstable. We cannot say at what moments we leave the body. We don't know. Nobody can say that I will stay up to my 90 years of age. Nobody can say it. So understanding this one, one should dedicate himself. Those intelligent people only will understand the goal of the human life and utilize this opportunity to serve the Lord, the sweet Lord. Other than serving the devotional service, they know other way. In the 10th canto, 2nd chapter of the Bhagavatam also, the demigods glorifying the Lord in the womb of Mother Devaki. Wonderful, 16 verses, very excellent philosophical understanding. Those say that those who performing the austerities, highest level, they might have gone yoga. And they think that they come to a stage, oh, I am liberated now. They think they are not liberated. Manina. Eh, Arvindacha Vimukta Manina. Manina, by the mental, they think that I am liberated. But what actually happened? Aruva Krishena. They might go to the highest level, even the Brahmaloka, but they will fall down. It is possible. But in the devotional service, that fall down is not there. If you really stick to the devotional service, we will not fall down. Because devotional service, you know, always it is. In the other than the devotional service, more we perform austerities, more we get the knowledge, we are subject to the ego. But in the devotional service, more we become a sincere devotee, more senior devotee, what we have to do? We have to suppress the ego. If we are not suppressing the ego, then we cannot advance in devotional service. That is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives in the Sitshastakam, Srinadapi Sunikena, Taroriva Saishna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Srila Prabhupada says that this verse should be written and hanged on our neck all the time, so that remember that. We should not feel proud of anything. There is nothing we should feel proud of in this life. The moment we feel proud, oh, I am a senior devotee, I am a good devotee, I am doing so much, then we are under the Maya. Maya will not live in the devotee also. It catches in its own way. Oh, you are a very good devotee. I am a very good devotee. That's the beginning of my fall down also. So we have to be careful. If you are really sincerely want to serve the Lord, Maya will stay away. But if you want to know sincerity, Maya will catch us also. Maya Devi, Durga, Vaishnavi, Narayani, she is a pure devotee of the Lord. She doesn't allow any contaminated devotees to approach the Lord. She wants to see that any devotee going there must be also purified. But if she plays the same Maya, Narayani, Mother helps me to go back to the lotus feet of Krishna, she can help us. With that blessings we can go forward. Like now today, in the morning they announced Katyaya Nivrata. Gopis were with Supreme Lord Krishna, they know that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But they were worshipping Katyayani. What for? To have Krishna their husband. Similarly, we can also, we happen to come across Durga, we can play instead of asking material things. We ask, oh, Mother, please help me to get good devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna. If she is pleased, she can take off our three modes of material nature. Very easily we can situate in the pure mode of goodness. Because she is presiding deity of the three modes of material nature. So the idea is that in our this human life in devotional service, we must always hanker how I can become a good devotee. His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj, in one of lectures, gives that some devotee asks, Guru Maharaj, what is the devotional service? What is the bhakti? He said, stupid, you don't know. Maharaj gives it is standard. So that's simplicity and humility. That's all. Humility. Devotional service is nothing. Simplicity and humility. Maintain a simple life. And be humble. And without the humility, we cannot say that I am surrendering. Not possible. Sanatana Goswami in her Bhakta Vilas also says, what is sixth process of surrendering? Anukulasya sankalpaha pratikulasya vardhanam rakshishat vishwasya guptirti varnam yatha atmanikshepa karpanya shadvidhasya. Karpanya means humility. Atmanikshepa, whether in our life something good is happening, something distressful condition is happening, in both kinds, devotees must take as a mercy of the Supreme Lord. Not that, oh, I am chanting, something happening, Lord is very kind. But something distress come, oh, why Lord is giving to me? and chanting every day. I'm attending Mangal Arati. Why still coming to me? Take your bead back. I don't want it. No. We don't know what is good for us. Distress also good for us sometimes. Lord is giving a lesson. Maybe I was supposed to undergo very serious distress. But out of carelessness, the Supreme Lord Krishna is giving, minimizing that one. Sometimes we don't understand the situation, but if we depend that, okay, everything is the mercy of Krishna, then okay. That's why in the last verse of Chaitanya Sistastanga, what is that? Ashlishava padaratam pinastumam adashanar marmahatam karotva yata tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananatasva. Whether you embrace me or reject me, but you are my worshipable Lord. Our mood should also be there. So Angira also and Devarshi Narada both were trying, wanted to explain to Chitraketu. He is a pious man, but illusion, under illusion. So he wanted to explain. As we progress in this chapter, we can see how they are explaining. And he becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. We stop here. Any question, any comments, criticism, welcome. Awesome. Srila Prabhupada says, we don't imitate Acharya, we follow. They are at that level, we are in that level. We have to see how we can take that instruction. So they completely left the sleeping and eating, but we can't do, we are not that level. So that's why a lot of saints say, yukta ahara viharasya. If you eat too much, then you sleep. If you don't eat at all, you can't. Hunger is there, you can't stand also. So eat away normally. We have to maintain a balance with it. We are not in that level. Sleeping also, yes. I want to sleep 7-8 hours, no. I want to perform the devotional service. So I sleep 4 hours, 5 hours, okay. There is no end for the sleep. From our childhood, back to up to the last day of our life, eating, sleeping, and enjoying, there is no end for it. We have to curtail somewhere if we want to progress. So not that don't stop it, don't copy our Acharya said Goswami, but we have to follow in their footsteps what they are trying to do. That will help us. Copying is not good. We are not in that position. Anushilana. That's okay, Prabhu? You're okay? Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
If we have to make progress in spiritual life, we have to suppress ego, correct?
Yeah.
Does it mean false ego? We have to suppress false ego?
Yeah, false ego. The ego will be there. The real ego is, even if you are liberated, ego will be there. All the 6 impediments, they will be there in the purified condition. We cannot take out this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, macharya. Not possible. Never can be taken. But they all will be in the purified state. Ego in the purified state, what that? Jivere sarupa hoy, Krishna nitya dasa. In the impurified state, oh, I am a senior. I am a sannyasi, everybody should listen what I say. It is ego. So, in the devotional service also ego will come. We have to be a little cautious. Otherwise we will fall down. But Siddhavanyas Bhakti Sita Swami Maharaj, the spiritual warrior, we write, be cautious. That if everybody is paying obeisance, everything, that you become too superior, then you will fall down. So everywhere in the spiritual life also we are walking on the
edge of the sword. We have to be cautiously move. The ego will come, but if we are cautious, always we are careful, then we will be free.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
On one hand, we say that we fell down from spiritual world and living a life of human being here, material being here. And on the other hand, we say that after crossing 84,000 species, we have come to a human stage. So which one is true? Is this not conflicting?
No, there is no contradiction. What is the second part of your question? Firstly, the fall down from the...
We fell down from the spiritual world and now living as a material human being. We are now material being, not spiritual being.
Okay.
So, and another says that 84 lakh species we crossed and then became a human.
I'm not getting second. Anybody? I am unable to answer. I am unable to get the second question.
We have...
No, I am unable to understand.
I will explain you again. We say that we have crossed 84 lakh species before becoming a human. Right? So this is one aspect. So today I am human after crossing so many species of existence. And one thing is that we fell down from the spiritual world and started living as a material being, human being. So which one is true? We started from animals and birds and like that.
Depending upon our karma. Which I was, if I am performing very sinful activity, I will take the body of a snake or mosquito or bed bug. Or ghost. Depending upon what karma I did it. Okay. So, and depending on the karma, one may become start from, once he goes, fall down to the lowest category, then I have to gradually elevate. But I did only little bad karma, I can become bull or cow. Then next life I can take human body. So it depends upon what we are doing. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita Lord says, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya prayate. So prayate mahato bhayat. That's why it is very important for the human life if you perform little dharma. The question is, what is dharma? Not pious activity. Savai punso paro dharma yatha bhakti radochade haitiki apratyata yatna suprasiddha. That is dharma. We perform even little, no problem. At least we take up this human body. We don't go back to animal kingdom. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, at least we are safe from going to the animal kingdom. If I go to animal kingdom, I don't know which karma I did it. Karmana deva netrena jantur dehopapataye. According to my karma, I will enter into the womb of a mother. Both are characteristics. But which is the... That's why entire aim is, we don't want to go back to the animal kingdom, at least we must perform some devotional service. At least that's why ISKCON devotees go Rathayatra, all they do. Why? Because the people who are completely below the mode of ignorance, who cannot understand anything, but when they hear this holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Just by hearing, at least they are saved from going back to the animal kingdom. Ajnanad athava jnanad uttama sloka name sankirta tamaham punsadahe devathanadha. Even if they recite or hear this holy name of the Lord, whether wantedly, knowingly, unknowingly, they will be free from the reaction to the so many sinful activities. So, okay?
Thank you.
Srimad Bhagavata Purana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Kota Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.